The Moose Jaw Band and Choral Festival hosted its free event, Music in the Park, on May 14. The park was alive with various genres of music from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and featured 5 different performances. The morning began with a high school concert band from Coaldale, Alberta. The Kate Andrew HS Concert Band filled the Crescent Park Amphitheatre with their matching uniforms. They were directed by Scott Godin, who led them through several songs and were on stage from 11 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. The audience celebrated the high school band with cheers after each song. The next band to play came to Moose Jaw from Benito, Manitoba. The Benito School Grade 6, 7, and 8 concert band performed from 11:45 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. They were directed by Brad Slepica, who led them through their songs. The cheers from the audience brought many smiles to the performers' faces. Following them was a local band from Sunningdale. The Sunningdale Grade 7 and 8 band arrived at the amphitheater to perform their songs from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. They were led by Taylor Miller, who directed the students through their songs. Another band from Manitoba joined the concert, the Rivers Minnedosa Concert Band. Hailing from Rivers, Manitoba, they performed from 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m., directed by David Wolf. Moose Jaw gave the Minnedosa Concert Band a very warm welcome and deserving applause. The final performance to grace the amphitheater was another local group, the Sacred Heart School Band. They started their performance at 1:30 p.m. and continued until the event's end at 2 p.m. Jim Mitchell was their director, and they were the most recent addition to this year's Music in the Park. At this point, the weather had started to warm up, bringing more people out to the show. The last band was given an amazing send-off of applause and cheers. To learn more about Moose Jaw's Band and Choral Festival, you can visit their website at https://www.mjbandandchoral.org/ or their Facebook page at https://www.facebook.com/mebandfestival.